Nicely with Martin Besser.
Cape Town is getting the first dedicated Smeg stall in South Africa. So if you're a fan of Smeg products, and the reason why this story caught my eye is that you could buy a fridge there for 1.3 million rand.
Sorry?
It's like a retro design, and I like those. But it's a Dolce & Gabbana.
So if you're here,
1.3 million.
Whenever someone says the word retro and funky, it means it's not going to be what, like not necessarily what every person's going to like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just so with all due respect, like just with even our ace caster and Angie om geerf and Angie biki from gevibe and my Dolce & Gabbana vibes. Yeah, so there it is, 1.3 million. And it comes, you can buy the toaster that matches. The toaster's only 12 grand. So at least it's like
so it's
cheap,
not another milli, it's just
1.3 million.
My birthday is 100 days away.
No, let me caution you. Just a word of caution. For me, fridges are like cars. If you cannot afford to change your car's tires right now, then you mustn't buy it.
All right.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more common than a fancy car with smooth tires. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And
I
then
mean, you
fridge?
Feel bad for people. Mm-hmm. Fridge. Now you're buying a 1.3 million rand fridge. Wat gaan jy binne sit?
Het jy Franse champagne?
No, met jy stock
caviar.
Yes, sin.
And, you know, those kind of high end.
You can't halfway through the month have some overlepte cabbage for all the hoek sit and an old bucky and a knoffel.
A leftover bucky that doesn't even match. Because now your leftover bowls and stuff need to also then be Dolce & Gabbana.
It must suit the setting.
I begin die maand met organic milk and halfway as you met die no-name brands.
Overripe avo sitting in the corner.
Yeah. You see. Yeah.
Smiling at you. You can't open that fridge and then realize there's something off.
It's a silica. You're going fine.
I'm just saying, I mean, with all due respect, if you're going to afford all that, good for you.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Besser.